You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. You can feel it all over. Stevie Wonder finally has a new album out. It's been 10 years since his last studio record and 30 years since Songs in the Key of Life, his last good one. Now comes A Time to Love, a CD of heart and soul, with Stevie Wonder singing what he sings best, songs of black struggle, freedom, and love. Those were the kinds of songs that made up his early 1970s records, Talking Book and Inner Visions, two of the best records ever made. A Time to Love isn't that good, but some of the songs on the CD would fit nicely alongside tunes such as Higher Ground or Living for the City. This is the opening track with guest Kim Burrell. It's called If Your Love Cannot Be Moved.
You can't wave a sign that spills evil and feel truly proud. You can't sing a song with no melody. You can't say we're one without unity.
You can't form a line if you're too scared to stand alone. You can't pray for grace and then smack her face. You can't speak of hope and then crack a joke.
You can say you never done knows how much you've grown.
See yourself, you can't save for them and not for well.
You can't truly bless and not bless the good of all. You can't serve the rich and desert the poor. You can't hear the cries and just close your door.
You can't say you're down and not take it to the wall. You can't benefit from one's detriment. You can't find the serum and not kill the sick.
You can't free the slaves to enslave them differently. You can't see the right only from your sight. You can't see the wrong. Just go along.
Or is that the way you would want your fate to be?
Then flip the script. You can't say the words,
not move your lips.
You can't be confused and still say you understand.
You can't be a friend,
but not through thin and thick.
You can't be a clique,
but in danger split.
You can't even the sham, then grab the biggest hand.
You can't say you do,
but then show you don't.
You can't say you will,
make sure you won't.
You can't want for change and not do what you need to do.
You can't give your all,
then take back all you give.
Can't live to die,
but you can die to live.
Or is that too much to ask of you and you?
Stevie Wonder, along with Kim Burrell from a CD that also includes Paul McCartney, Prince, and India RE. The CD's called A Time to Love. On the face of it, Creedence Clearwater Revival was a simple success story, and if you gauge a band's success by its hits, Creedence would be the most successful American band ever, with 20 singles in the top 100 in an 18-month stretch. 9 top 10 hits from 1968 to 1972. John Fogerty wrote most of the band's songs, but his label owned them, and for decades he's been in legal battles with Fantasy Records to gain control of his music. He was even sued by Fantasy for plagiarizing his own tune. Now, in an odd twist of fate, Concord Jazz, a record label based in Beverly Hills, has bought the Fantasy catalog, including all the Creedence Clearwater Revival tunes, and now John Fogerty has been reunited with his music. A new CD celebrates this reunion. It's called The Long Road Home. And from that CD, here's Creedence Clearwater Revival with the song Born on a Bayou.
Yeah.
the Berkeley-born John Fogerty, along with his late brother Tom Fogerty on rhythm guitar, Stu Cook on bass, Doug Clifford playing drums, from 1969 together, best known as Creedence Clearwater Revival. Another very briefly based Berkeley musician with the record company Woes is Brendan Benson. Virgin Records rejected his first CD, so with a new producer, his power pop recording One Mississippi was released in 1996. It never became very well known. I think all that is just about to change for Brendan Benson. His new CD, The Alternative to Love, is a fine pop record, and he's formed a new band with his Detroit neighbor and friend, Jack White. The Raconteurs, as they're calling their new duo, have recorded about a dozen songs, and some sources talk about a release in March. Let's listen to Brendan Benson from his current CD. This is the opening track called Spit It Out. Produced by the legendary engineer Chad Blake, known for his work with Los Lobos, Crowded House, The Bad Plus, and so many more, that's Brendan Benson from his new CD called The Alternative to Love. The title to a new 4-CD collection called Children of Nuggets takes a bit of explaining, but let me give it a whirl. The invasion of British bands in 1964 spawned an incredible deluge of American bands. It also sparked a remarkable number of new small independent record labels all over the country, hoping to record the next Beatles or Stones. Music changed rapidly between 1965 and 1968. For many bands, the 3-minute pop sensibility remained. Subject matter and sound, however, changed. In 1972, then-producer Lenny Kaye compiled two LPs worth of songs from all over the country, and the title sums it up, Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 1968. It became the seminal collection of garage bands, and in some ways, it influenced the coming punk scene in the same way Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk influenced the 1960s folk revival. Children of Nuggets is subtitled Original Artifacts from the Second Psychedelic Era, 1976 to 1995. It includes bands such as the Plimsolls, the Rain Parade, the Smithereens, and our next band, Teenage Fan Club. This song is called Metal Baby. Teenage Fan Club from the 4-CD set Children of Nuggets, which includes 100 songs, almost 5 hours of music, from the Second Psychedelic Era, 1976 to 1995. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. There's an incredible new CD from Broken Social Scene. This large, sometime 15-piece Canadian group has made a new CD that will take some time to come to grips with. The CD shifts stylistically. Lots of different instrumentation. Sometimes a horn section grabs hold of a song, other times a guitar, and other time what seem like loop effects become central to the song's development. It's one of the most ambitious CDs of the year. And from the self-titled CD Broken Social Scene, we hear Ibby, Dreams of Pavement. Eat Your Heart Out, Phil Spector. Broken Social Scene. That's from their self-titled CD. It's their third release. Their first came out in 2001. It was a surprise to most Phish fans when guitarist and spiritual leader Trey Anastasio broke up the band last year. But there was also anticipation about what Trey would do. Now, a new solo CD's out. The CD's called Shine. And maybe Phish fans will disagree, but I think it's a CD of fairly unremarkable songs with a few standouts. This one that grabbed me is called Black. Trey Anastasio from the CD called Shine. That song's called Black. As we get near the end of 2005, it's time to start thinking about the best CDs of the year. On first listen, a new CD called Gold Sounds shot right to the top of my jazz list. The Quartet is a supergroup with James Carter, my favorite living jazz musician, on saxophone, the incredible Cyrus Chestnut on keyboards, and the rhythm section is Reginald Veald on bass and Ali Jackson on drums. The four musicians started out with this premise. What album would you want to buy which doesn't exist? Well, what they did was to cover eight songs by the 1990s lo-fi and cryptic band Pavement. Let's listen to a cut called Stereo. I'm Bob Boylan. Robin Hilton produces the show. Mike Katzeff is our intern. Johnny Vince Evans is our engineer. It's All Songs Considered.